Blog Talk Radio.
Because of anxiety shall break every chain. Conquering lion shall break every chain. Give him the victory again and again.
Brother Maher, y'all both on?
Yes, sir. I'm on.
Okay, peace, y'all.
What, you see, Cole said he was going to try to get in.
No, I don't see Brother Cohen, though.
Okay. Brother Maher.
Yes, sir.
I chose this subject because I realized something, that if you did not go to school in the Prairie View Conference, then this history that I'm going to talk about now, you don't know a damn thing about it, because it's not. When all the black schools in Texas, you ain't from Texas, was up under the Prairie View Conference, meaning that all these black schools taught the same curriculum, the same, you got the same teaching in all black schools. According to how the black teacher was, how strict she was is how you learn, because some was stricter than the other ones. One was, but all of them were strict, but some of them was notoriously strict, and they had permission to whoop your ass. and see. So I talked to Cole. I said, Cole, remember when we was taught the history of America from the beginning, how it got started? I said, we was in the 10th grade because they gave you this in the 10th grade, but they just give you a little bit.
Yeah, I agree with you.
That when you get 76 years old like me, if you ain't a history freak like I am, you done forgot about what you done learned in the 10th grade. Is it significant now? You damn right it's significant now that we know this history. It's because Cohen and I and you, Brother Mahan, our whole group, come up with a unique way of studying with the 5 W's in a chronological order, using etymology, using the origin of the word. I don't know no other group have studied in that form. I don't know any of them because I
am, yeah.
The 5 W's, my grandmother named all my school teachers, Ralph Bunch, that's what they call it, the 5 W's. This is what you're supposed to ask yourself when you read and don't believe nothing. Because in my school, we was taught that we were better than white folks. We weren't taught that we taught that we were better than white people, and we strive to be better than white people. Everybody in Crockett, Texas. This is what this your mama told you this, your grandma told you this, your teachers taught you this. Everything was that you was better than the white man that lived there in Crockett, Texas. Our school was number one in everything: ball, football, baseball, typing, interscholastic. Although they was in an all white league, when they kids go to competition, they didn't come back with what we had, and everybody was up under the same damn competition law because Prairie View had to abide by what that A&M put out. Everybody followed the same damn rules, but it was segregated. And so I asked myself a question, is how was this country formed? Because we know that America is a cooperation, which they tell you when they formed that it was a business cooperation of certain businessmen that was in a certain Masonic lodge, in Lodge Number 1 in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and how it was formed. So my 10th grade book, I just so happened to have it, and we're going to do a light study and see how this thing was formed, and then we're going to talk about it, Brother Mahal. Let me tell you what my book says about how this place was formed. They call it the English migration. See, the English migration been started until 1607. And what had happened in England is that they believed that England was overpopulated, which it was. The desire to weaken Spain, which Spain owned everything at that time period. You had to know who was on stuff. Spain owned everything, and the desire to come to the New World so they wouldn't be up under religion persecution. Because, see, and up under the Stuarts, who was in control, they said, up under the Stuarts, up under this government called colonialism, where mm-hmm. they formed a parliament, everybody was in disarray with the Stuarts. It was unrest in England because of their purpose with the old ways. The people that called themselves the Cavaliers, which was a Cavalier form of government, the Separatists and the Puritans, fled from the Stuart policy of religion with the Roman Catholic Church and came across the water over here. Now, these 13 colonies that was over here, which was called countries, brother, not a state.
Yes.
It was called countries.
Right.
It was called countries. Now, these 13 colonies, this is something that's very important for us to know, is who these 13 colonies was. How this thing got formed. Seven of those colonies was founded upon the, you had to know what colonial form of government was, proprietorship. Maryland was owned by Sir George Calvert and Lord Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
Let's explain what this means. This means that everywhere you see where Maryland is right now, this was owned by one man. He was the appointed governor by the king. This is up under colonial ship. This is what the former government was in at that time. That this one man, Sir George Calvert, he owned all of Maryland. Captain John Mason owned all of New Hampshire. William Berkeley owned all of New Jersey. The Carolinas was owned by a group of royal favorites. Pennsylvania, this is the important one, was owned by William Penn, all of Pennsylvania. And Georgia by a board of trustees headed by James Oglethorpe. New York was the property of the James, Duke of York. See, when they say that was mm-hmm. a New York, it was a York before it was a New York. He was the Duke of York. These people.
Right.
Now, the other colonies, now this is where it gets interesting, was owned by the Virginia London Company, the Dutch West Indies Company, the Massachusetts Company, the Delaware Company, the Swedish Company, and the Indian Bay Companies. These was trading posts. See, now the 13 colonies, this is what they were. All of these men that were there was aristocrats. They went to Philadelphia with William Penn, created a Masonic Lodge number one, and they decided that the colonies would become states and that they would give you a constitution, a preamble and a bill of rights, and everybody that lived in this territory right here, which is called America now, was up under what we wrote in this Constitution in 1776.
Mm-hmm.
by a Scottish Rite Illuminati Masons. They weren't Illuminati Masons in 1776 because George Washington was against the Illuminati, which was Warmstrom. But when Thomas Jefferson, because he couldn't be a president for 1 year, and Benjamin Franklin got in there, well, then they became the Illuminati Masons. How we know that is the Great Seal of the United States of America was first found with Wormspirit, with the Illuminati. The word Illuminati means the enlightened one. The word Lucifer means the enlightened one.
Mm-hmm.
They
talk about that lodge number one.
Let me finish. They had one political party called Federal. That they
yes.
were government up. They were governed up on the federal. They all agreed upon this.
Yes.
The federal government makes no provision for a political party in any of the states. Or a Democrat party, the Republican party. You are a renegade. You're just running wild.
Mm-hmm.
The New World Order, which we're going to go back to, is the old world order of how things was in the beginning. So that means no political parties.
Right.
This happened before the year 250 years, and you're in your 244th year. This is how this place called America, which the United States is of, O-F, America, meaning that you lease land from America. You don't own it.
Mm-hmm.
You don't own goddamn land that's in America. You do not own it. You lease land from America in the United States. I hope I'm
right.
being very plain. So I wanted to get that straight on how this country was formed and who's running it now. For all you niggas that think the Democrat and the Republican, you got a voice, you ain't got a voice. So you had to know where your place was in this government when this government come down. I ain't worried about shit because it's going to be up under the federal. I get paid by the federal, so I ain't worried about a goddamn thing. If I get sick, I go to the federal VA hospital. And me and you don't worry about shit. But if you ain't with the federal, got a contact with the a contract with the federal, you fucked.
Yeah. Well, you know, you hear them fussing about states' rights versus federal, and the states don't have no rights. And that's the point that people will eventually be forced to recognize. They're going to be forced to recognize that. Because, first of all, when you say that this was a republic, what kind of republic? A Masonic republic. They tell you that. You learn that. I mean, well, you didn't learn it in classroom, but through the doors that you and I have gone through, and you know me, I'm a great soul more. So when I learned that I had to step back a couple of paces, and the brothers who was teaching me back east pointed out a list of some things that they knew I was already familiar with. It's in the school system back east. They don't tie it all up for you, okay? Certain things they put out. You know, Thomas Jefferson was the Federalist. We know that. And that's you learn that in school, in grade school, that he was a Federalist. But they don't really dive into what a Federalist is. They don't discuss that. So later on, you got these people talking about states' rights. It's like you don't have any states' rights, okay? That's all a myth. To think that you've got states' rights, state citizens, that's not even what that's talking about, because the legal, when you get into the legal terminology of these terms, how it's used in the streets, it's not how that means in law. When we're dealing in law, including how the Constitution is written, the preamble to the Constitution, you need a legal dictionary to look at what all these words mean, and it's not what the layman's use in the street, nowhere near it. So, excuse me. So when you talk about what you're saying, but I wanted to hear from you about when you say lodge number one, which lodge, and when did the quote unquote African lodge come into play in tandem with that? That's why I was asking you. When you say Lodge Number One, so the listening audience can pay close attention to who are we talking about?
Okay, let's talk about Lodge Number One. Lodge Number One was the aristocrats that lived in the colony at that day in time. The aristocrats, they formed what they call a Masonic order, which if you notice that if you go to any city back in the, I noticed they done took this away from the city limits too, but at all city limits in the South, when you went to the city limits, you seen a sign. You seen the Rotary Club.
Yep.
The Chamber of Commerce. The Chamber of Commerce, the Masons.
Mm-hmm.
Now.
And that Masonic sign lets you know which lodge jurisdiction you're in.
Right. Now, the Chamber of Commerce, my daddy explained this shit to me, is the rich-ass Republicans that's in Crockett, Texas. That's who the Chamber of Commerce. The Rotary Club is the rich-ass Democrats that's in Crockett, Texas. You say, you see that Masonic going out there? That G that I'm teaching you about right now? He say, them is your rich-ass Jews, your grandpa, your great-grandpa that your mama kin to in Crockett, Texas. He say, but the Republicans got it right, Masons, and the Democrats, which is Southern Masons, which is Democrats, they y'all right Masons. These are the two Masons that fought against each other for the Civil War. And the Scottish Rite Masons whooped their ass. You see that sign in every town of who controls that city. Just like Dallas, Texas is controlled from 720 Hardwood. Every 720, I don't care what it is. Where that Masonic Lodge is, that's white. You got that address 720 on it. What do that 720 mean? Well, I know what it means. When some slaves up on the Prince Hall build the White House. Now, did you hear what they say that the Grand Poutine, which is called a president, would live in a White House, filled by some slaves, and when they got through building the White House, Prince Hall looked over there and said, "Master, can we be Masons since we done built the White House?" Masons say, "Yeah, nigga, you can be the Mason, but you have to be clandestine. You can't be four-letter. You have to be three-letter, and that you come up under our jurisdiction, meaning you teach what we tell you to teach."
Yeah. Yep.
That's how you got the Prince Hall Masons that you got a headquarters over in Fort Worth, that I know all of them very well because I also was a past Grand Poutine in the Prince Hall Mason, but I'm also three-letter, I'm four-letter, I'm five-letter, I'm seven-letter, I'm nine-letter, I'm 12-letter, and I'm 13-letter, and I've been Grand Poutine in all of those letters, in which the highest letter you can go to is called a Rose and Cross, And that's Ashkenazi. But
yeah.
It was him, you know some shit.
Yeah.
That's who you study with. You study with the chosen people of God. Ask your foolish self a question. Why is the first 39 books of your Bible is what you call Judaism, which is Yehudaism? Why is it that this is the Torah and the other 34 books of the Tanakh, but this ain't the Jews' Bible, the Talmud is? Ask yourself the
Talmud, yeah.
What is doing in a Christian Bible? Why is Judaism in the book, your Christian Bible? Well, you need to study Yehudaism. If the first book, 39 books in your Bible is Yehudaism, then you need to be a master teacher like me and you and Cain in goddamn
right.
Yehudaism. Which you wait.
Right. So while they're at the back of the book, very important, Brother Duadia. While they're at the back of the book, which is how this theological setup is, they're busy at the back of the book. They call the back of the book the New Testament, but its other name is supposed to be called Gospels, right? So
right.
Let's look at that word, Gospel. Gospel is a compound word. First, the first part of it, G-O-S, is supposed to be Old King's English, which is supposed to mean good. Gos means good. The rest of the word is self-explanatory. So what they did was, instead of doubling up on the letter S, they dropped one of them. So now you have G-O-S-P-E-L-L. Okay, so spell, when you go and look up the real definition of these words, it means a good tale, which is not true, based upon, and I'm just paraphrasing right now, it's a good lie that was told. That's one of the definitions for that word. So you're saying, oh, my goodness. So they gave you, when they say testament, they gave the people deliberately
right.
a false testimony that is not so. And it says they did it intentionally. So the one thing is an intentionally told story that is not true. That's one of the definitions for the word gospel. And that's standard
right.
dictionary. But again, and like you were saying, how people are educated. So you just go back, just backtrack a little bit when you say up under the Prairie View system. After the conclusion of the Civil War, okay, they said 80%, minimum of 80% of black people called ex-slaves, okay, 80% of them were literate. They could read and write. So now on the system of saying it's unequal because they didn't have all the tools that all the other quote-unquote schools is alleged to have, that's a narrative. Okay, somebody came up with that narrative. They could not afford to have their ex-slaves more literate than them and can answer the five W's. They couldn't do that because people were then reading and understood who and what they were dealing with, what sort of system they were up under as well. They understood all of that. Now, it's across the board. There are things that, as we know today, that the children are not even taught. We know that. So this system that we're talking about was countries. You had the French way of doing things. You had the Spanish way of doing things. You had the
right.
Dutch Franciscan way of doing things. I think I mentioned British already. And anyone else that's in the mix. So everyone had their own system sitting on this physical landmass, where in of that it's all in of itself was not equal anyway. So there are things that if you was dealing with the system based upon the French system, the French colonists, they don't discuss it that way because their whole school of thought is different. And if you're dealing with the French, what sort of large were you dealing with? Orient. If you were dealing with the British, correct me if I'm wrong, Brother Duadia, if you were dealing with the British, you're dealing with Occidental.
Right.
That's two different schools of thought right there. And you know they had already been battling back in Europe and anywhere else that they met each other on the battlefield based on these different schools of thought. They were willing
right.
to fight and die if necessary to prove the point which system was the best system. They didn't co-join the systems. So now we have this mix between, as you say, Republican and Democrat. And what they're calling Republicanism today is not the original Republicanism. It's not, because it's got to go back to what is meant by republic, a Masonic republic.
Right.
And you still see these terminologies played out in the world today. But we're sticking to America because that's the topic of your discussion. America. So now you had the blacks who came up under a particular school of thought here in the land.
Government. You see, when we trace this government, what we up under right now that they wrote this, it's up under the ancient Gauls. You had to go back to the Gauls,
yes.
Which one became the Visigoths and the Ostrogoths. Gaul is the country. What do these people believe in? They were the first
right.
people that believed in a Democrat and a Republican form of, and them two brothers killed each other over this shit.
Yes, they did. yes, they did.
You had to know the history of Sartre and Venetra. You know that history. They don't hide
mm-hmm.
they did. You just got to know what you say you believe in. This is what they call renewing your mind. See, the book says
mm-hmm.
renew your mind, meaning that you got to renew your mind. I don't give a
and
damn.
And you do realize, Brother Duadia. Go ahead. You were saying.
Let me say this. Every religious book, every old scrolls tell you about a certain race of people, not to go in their ways, not to eat their food. Their cousins, who they call a Jew, say they are the children of God. This is who they talking about in all for
mm-hmm.
them. They talking about these people. As long as you got the mind of these people, they got you conquered. That's what the Jews say, because they get telepathic mind control. They done told you this story through a certain so many years that you have been genocized, and it's a hereditary genetic thing that you will believe in that way. They wake, and that way will kill you because your body is designed to live forever, but as long as you eat the foods of the gods, you can't live. Your mind had to be renewed, and your mind had to understand this. Your mind.
Yeah.
You are a unique
yeah.
person. And the way you is created, it's told to you how you was created. Ain't nobody got your prints. You got certain prints on you. You are an individual, but you've been conquered by the gods. And everything
yeah.
that's
which is why we can't be taken seriously. That's why we can't be taken seriously.
That's the damn mind.
Yeah.
Your mind had to understand that. You can't believe a damn thing that a white person done told you. That's what it is. One point,
right.
The second law of nature, the laws of opposite. He's opposite
right.
from you. The best way
right. and
is
what's,
no
and,
way. Now,
right.
we
and let
go,
me just add.
Yeah, go ahead on.
Let me just add. And the irony of it all is that all these people that we are now discussing, they never called themselves Christians. That's the whole point. The president's, the so-called founders of this establishment, they were not identified as Christian. There was no New Testament in this land until the late 1800s. So what were they using? Because they weren't using an Old Testament, a New Testament. They didn't use that. And quite a few people don't know that. And Christmas was outlawed everywhere throughout the land and the territories as a pagan practice. And it was outlawed until the late 1800s. Nobody was making Christmas trees and decorating them and doing all that. That was not something they observed. And it is rumored, this is different things I've read, it is rumored that when a slave got out of line, the pronouncements before he got his ass whooped, okay, came straight out of the Old Testament in terms of what his violations were. Now, you take that, put it into a Masonic, which is where it came from, Masonic school of thought, okay, one, they were already bent on breaking you down, okay? The unenlightened ones, they were already bent on that. And now they just borrowed from a source. And, you know, most people don't know this. If you're a Mason, you have to study the Quran. People don't know that. So, again, this is answering and speaking to what you said. How do you become a Christian if you make it through all of that?
Wait a minute. The furniture of the lodge, when you become a third-degree Mason, which is classified as a master Mason, from the first degree to the third degree, in your lodge, its furniture is the Bible and the Quran.
Correct.
Now, when you go to the Royal Art degree, which is the fourth degree, ain't nothing in there but the Quran. From the Royal Oak to the 32nd degree is
right.
The Quran.
Right.
Now the 33rd degree is the honorary degree, and the 36th degree is the Quran. That's as high as you
right.
can go in their Masonic order.
Right. And let me add to what you just said, being well-versed with what's in the Quran.
When you're
in the Quran, right. But there's a reason why they're using the Quran. What information is in the Quran that is would make them go with it? It says clearly in a few places, this clears up any doubt or confusion of what was used before or that which went before. So if you're reading something like that say, wait a minute, there are some errors before, so it clears up things that's been attributed on all levels, supposedly, okay, this is his premise now, and it says pay attention to what's here, written here, and then go and consult with those who claim that they got some revelations before. It says, and then it says if there's any doubt about what is revealed in the Quran about what the person is reading. Now, all this is taking place in the lodge, but the lay people in the world of Islam, they know this too, but it's not applied, really. It's not. But when you deal with folks that's in the lodge, right away, what do they say? You're not supposed to be optimistic like that. You're supposed to approach things with a level of skepticism. Don't believe what people say. This is the mindset, and you're not responsible for everyone. So don't believe what people say. Question them.
Brother Mahaff.
Yes, sir.
Brother Mahaff, let's read the Bible. The first word in the Bible is what?
In the beginning.
No, I said the first word, one word. I-N. The first word in the Bible is in.
In, yes. Yes, in.
Okay, in. The last word in the Bible is what?
I think it's the same. It's the same pronunciation, but it's E-N-D, isn't it?
The last word in the Bible is amen.
Amen. Yeah.
Right. The last word in the Bible. All right, let's put them together. In Amen, you will find him in the Quran in Mecca. Amen.
Right.
Is the hidden God of Egypt. And he will
yes.
be in Egypt. He will be in Egypt in the Quran. So we just
yes.
we just read the codes in the Bible in the Masonic
right.
order.
Right.
Now,
because in the Old Testament it says he
no,
is the same
minute.
God who was over Egypt.
Okay. Now listen to this. What year did Allah conquer a man, Egypt?
Yeah.
And that's where you find the hidden knowledge, brother. If you're reading it like the Masons read it.
mm-hmm.
And that's the way great-great-grandpa read it to me when I was 3 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Understand what I just, if you see it, if it's in your blood, what I'm talking about, why ask yourself another question? Go to any white Scottish Rite Lodge in any city. Is it a cross flying up there? Or is it the sign of Muhammad?
It is. It's the crescent. Just even go down to New Orleans, and what do you see on the side of the police cars? You see that crescent. What did the government say they're going to implement as a law system? They're going to implement Sharia. Sharia is not law. The word Sharia or Sharia is not Torah. The word Sharia is also in the Old Testament in Hebrew. It means to point at something. Now, you can point at something, but what school of thought are you going to use to decide, differentiate, and discern what you're pointing at? See, so they're coming with that, and they're telling you they're pointing at you. They're telling you this, but most people, it's like they don't really know what that word means. Now, the Quran says the law is the Torah. It mentions that 18 times throughout the book. And it said it was given to Moses. It says that too. And that is the criteria for deciding between good and bad. And it says, and that's binding upon every believer in chapter 9 of the Quran, which is Tawbah, which is repentance, to turn back from doing something you was doing. It says binding upon every believer in Surah 9, verse 110, says is the Torah. Now, the word Injil, people have been translating that as gospel. That's not that. When you look at the books that they removed from the Old Testament, which the founding fathers was well-versed with, all these other books, not those 66 books. Remember, they didn't have a New Testament. Jefferson and all of them was not into that, and you could not get caught calling him a Christian. That's not going to work. So in these other, what you want to call them prophets, okay, Ezekiel, all of them, and Abraham, they all had something called their good news or the gospel or the Injil. So now when you get to the New Testament and you hear the word gospel, you're only thinking about what they said the four gospels are. But you don't know, or you're not supposed to know, that this word already existed and had been used and is still applied in all the other languages related to that main language that still uses that word. So when someone said, well, Abraham had a gospel. Okay. Well, okay. Abraham had a gospel. Yeah. And what does it say in the Quran about Jesus and a gospel? It said it was given to him. It didn't say he wrote it. Yeah.
It's 72 of them. It ain't no four gospels. It's 72 gospels.
And we know that. You and I know that. But the lay person does not know that. They haven't caught on to that yet.
They took them out.
Yeah.
And went with the first gospels.
So now that information is, like you said, they took it out. And the information at large, because no one really knows about it like that, puts the people and keeps the people in general, in this country, as you started out with this, what the topic of the show was about, how this country was formed, it keeps the people in a state of confusion. When you have them in a state of confusion, you can control them. Even for those who thought in their mind that they stepped away from this control, the outcome is still predictable. Right. They know, hey, look, they don't want to stand in where we stand in. They discussed what we did to them, this, that, and the other. Yeah, but they're still using the tools that we taught them. And these people have a way with themselves with the tools. When they have no longer any use for you as a tool, they break their tools so that the person is of no use to themselves, that they're not grounded in solid knowledge, wisdom, and understanding, and that person can no longer be of any use to anyone else, because all we do is continue to perpetuate something that was given to us, and which is why we have the level of confusion in the street today. We got a serious problem with you can't have a coherent conversation with someone, and some of these people are our age, and a great many of them is younger than us, and you try to have a conversation with them, they're ready to fly into a fit of rage against you. As a result of discussing these things here, you can't create the spark that's going to push them to the next level that you and I know they should be on. And we're not pushing religion. That's not what we're pushing. So common sense some time ago went out the window. We're not dealing with common sense. We're dealing with common confusion and other things, which is what you see playing out. This war that you was talking about, the Scottish in New York, that war never ended. We see it playing out on the Senate floor. Just pay attention to what they're talking about, and it's all about control. Rogue Group says, oh, no, you're not going to do this. Okay, we're going to take it to the Supreme Court. Okay, great, let's go to the Supreme Court. And you see it playing out in there as well, too. So it is definitely a land of confusion. That's the line I will steal from Phil Collins' song that he made, The Land of Confusion. Because this is what we got. You know, that's my 2 cents on that, Brother DeWadia. Brother DeWadia, you still there? Brother Drew?
I think we must have lost him. Yeah, I guess we just had 60 seconds left, so we'll just see everybody again next week.
Yes, sir. And
right.
I'll close out by saying may the creator of all continue to protect and watch over us and grant us true knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. Keep everybody safe. Keep everybody healthy. And continue to put his spirit upon us so that we can continue to grow and have more discussions like this. So this is how I'm now closing out.
All right, Camarilla.